flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to see, an explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I was in the second to the right lane. I'm driving at a very reasonable 70 miles per hour. 5 a.m. in the morning. Somebody is flashing their lights behind me like they're delivering a heart to be transplanted at Mass General.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
No, crispy bacon like, is not perfect. We've already said that.
Oh, it is perfect.
It's not.
I'm with you, Greg.
It's what, the fact
you
like that you
glasses?
Like just...
Yeah.
Oh,
I love brother. No one wants bacon when you pick up and you bite into it. It breaks into 60 pieces.
I do.
You guys are the crispy bacon. Wiggy and I are the floppy bacon.
Yep, sure are. Floppy everywhere. Yeah.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Food, clothing, education, fun. I don't know.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Okay. So now I'm going to have to Google dragon junk to see what it looks like.
Is that why Shime's been out for 2 days?
It might be.
It might be.
Yeah.
Shime is back tomorrow. Oh, he loves dragons too, though.
Sure.
Doesn't
he? Does. He does.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
We'll be right back.
morning.
What up? How is everybody?
Great.
Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is
it?
Hump day.
Celtics Wednesday. Shime is back. Hello, Shime.
Hi, Greg.
Everything okay?
Yeah, you know, I had to take care of some family stuff. You know, family comes first. And but I'm back. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, always better when family stuff has to be taken care of in Florida, where it is, where it's beautiful and sunny and not in the 30s.
I couldn't agree more. Greg, it got up to 70 degrees the other day.
I'm sure you were too busy to get outside and ignore it because of the family stuff.
I did have to run some errands, so I got to drive around with the car window down, which was nice.
Excellent. Well, we missed you. Curtis, good morning and hello.
Hey there, friend.
Chime, 48 hours later, where are you on Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of the New England Patriots?
Yeah, I'm excited. Look, everybody knows that I wanted Ben Johnson. I was a big Ben Johnson guy just because I wanted the young
offensive mind. Can we not get into Big Johnsons this early in the morning?
Sorry, okay. You're right. I didn't mean to insult anybody.
Curtis started that.
Somebody sent me a gift in the mail that I received this morning.
Oh, that's so nice.
No, it really...
It was a listener?
Yeah, it was an Amazon package. I'm like, what could this be? Okay. And it was a wooden ruler. And let me just say, it's old.
Do we know who it was?
No, it doesn't. It didn't
bother. Don't we call that, Greg? Package on package crime.
They sent you a ruler.
Yeah.
Was it was it logoed? Like, did it say Mr. and Mrs. D. Torre?
Nope. It was a wooden ruler. Okay. I don't even think Santo's measurement would land on that. He's far beyond.
Beyond it. Yeah, good. Please, if we could just limit. I've had it up to here.
Yes.
Or sorry, correction, down to here with the jokes at Santo's expense.
Yes.
I don't know if we're doing Hill Notes or not, but
I'm
done with Hill Notes about Santo.
We're just doing straight Vrabel.
But anyway, I know you were immediately disappointed, I'm sure, about Ben Johnson, but you're okay with Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, I mean, listening to him talk, like, it gets me excited. He is, as you said all along, like, in the process, he's an adult in the room, and he kind of establishes a culture, and you feel it when he talks about it. Like, you know exactly what kind of football team Mike Vrabel wants, and they're going to be big, they're going to be strong, they're going to be fast.
By the way, the widespread panic that occurred after our interview yesterday with those who were suggesting that he is he doubled down on running the football.
Oh, all the nerds? They were everywhere, Greg.
The analytic nerds were losing their mind over a simple statement about your odds when it comes to throwing the football.
Efficiency.
40 or 50 times. Yeah. Whatever the number is.
I think he explained it really well. When they were in Tennessee, they had a unicorn at running back, so they ran the ball a million times.
Yes.
And it was really a way to be deferential to Tom in saying that if you don't have an all-time great quarterback, you shouldn't be throwing it 50 times a game.
And it's all about building the team around your number one asset, which is ultimately Drake May. And Drake May, you're not going to take the ball out of his hands to put it in the hands of Ramondre Stevenson. So it's...
No. But maybe you can actually design a run for your quarterback who can run pretty well.
Yep.
I just did not expect that. Based on everything that Mike Vrabel said on this show yesterday, I didn't expect that the analytic people would like go into an absolute panic.
Well, you lost their minds.
Yeah, but you got to understand, like, Vrabel, and granted, he told us yesterday his best player in Tennessee was his running back, but he comes from this hard nose play defense, field position type of mindset. And when you think of that, that's usually run the football, play defense, try to flip the field, get the other team's offense to do something that's going to be a mistake to get you to capitalize. Where in today's game, or you see it a lot more in today's game, is guys like Ben Johnson are a lot more, you know.
Well, I have to tell you, and this is what was driving me crazy yesterday. That team runs the football an awful lot.
I do that.
Ben Johnson runs the football a ton.
No, I understand
that's
that.
That's why it was killing me yesterday.
I understand that, Greg. But, you know, when the nerds look at it, they look at it and go, all the young, innovative, throwing the ball type of coaches, and where Vrabel is kind of cut from the old school cloth. I think Vrabel's from the Belichick camp, and part of that is whoever's your best player, you got to utilize their skill set. And so if your running game isn't your strong point and it's your passing game, then that's how you win football.
I would also like to just point out, if you want to look at all of the playoff teams, like all of them run the football.
Yeah.
The Eagles, one of the best running teams in the league. Derrick Henry had like 1,900 yards. The Bills can run the hell out of the football. Even the Chiefs, like they pride themselves on running the football a lot. Even if, whether it's as effective as other teams or not, they want to do it. And then the Lions, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome.
Like, yeah. What about the teams that win the Super Bowl?
The teams that win in recent years, it's really having the quarterback.
Right.
Yeah,
running the ball doesn't win a Super Bowl.
No, but it can help get you there, and as long as you have the quarterback and you can... Ideally, the point of running the football is your offensive line is good. Like, that's the whole thing. If your offensive line is good, you can just run the football with whoever, and your team's going to be successful. So, also, as Vrabel pointed out, that's what he wants to do.
Also, the corollary quite possibly could be, and far be it from me, I'm not an analytics expert, but... you tend to be running the football a lot when you are ahead in football games.
Great point, Greg.
So it was interesting to me how the collective interwebs, the experts, the hardos, lost their mind yesterday on one statement from Mike Vrabel on this radio station and this radio program.
You knew that was going to happen. Yes, they're never happy.
No, but it was excellent yesterday. Great time with him yesterday. Also excellent. Big win for the Boston Bruins last night, Sean. Oof. They're turning it around over there.
Couldn't believe it.
3 points for Pasta, too.
Jeremy Swayman said the momentum vibe is happening over there at the Garden.
Can I insert a bit of a conspiracy theory?
I'd love it. Yes.
Scoops Keefe, great scoop. I don't know that it was inaccurate, but there's possibility he was fed that line as a way to inspire this team. Because since that scoop came out, this team's been pretty hot.
So then that would be a fake scoop.
Be careful.
He was given a bad scoop.
No.
Well, because I've never seen the Bruins act so swiftly against anything in my entire life.
But what does that say to you? We discussed it quite a bit on Monday in your absence. But what does it say to you that they reacted so swiftly?
That there was probably some truth to it.
Oh, okay.
Can I ask a question in all sincerity? When has there ever been a report about dysfunction within any team that was not immediately met with a harsh rebuke? In my entire life, even starting with chicken and beer, going through Brady and Guerrero and Belichick to Schilling and Pedro to up and down the list, Rondo and Doc, they're always met, and the people closest to the organization who rely on the organization for their job and information are the first on top of the wall defending it, saying what the organization wants them to say.
Right.
Yeah. Oftentimes, you don't get the real truth until the perpetrator or perpetrators have left the city.
Nathan Horton. Right. Tyler Sagan.
Right.
But what do we know about all these little, when there's smoke type of things? There's always a little bit of truth behind it. However you want to look at it. You talked about whether it was Rondo. We've talked about Marcus Smart. Yep. You've talked about Mac Jones. There is every time we bring up these type
Manny
of...
Manny Ramirez back Manny, in the day.
Anytime these type of subjects come up where there's like a little friction in the locker room or something had happened, generally there's some truth behind it. So when you look at the Keefe scoop, there's some type of truth behind everything that's kind of out there.
Also, you bringing up Mac Jones reminds me of this discussion of late. Can we stop with the nonsense over Drake May not being at Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference?
When I saw, and I said it to you guys yesterday, I saw that he was on vacation, you know, well before the Mike Vrabel news even came out. So, what, he's supposed to fly back from the Cayman Islands or whatever to be at this press conference? It meant nothing that he was not there. Nothing. It's his off season. He clearly had a vacation planned with his girlfriend. and he wasn't there. I'm sure they've talked on the phone. I'm sure they've had plenty of interactions. I don't think Mike Vrabel was offended that he was not there. You had the normal guys that were all that are always at those things. David Andrews, Joe Cardona, like the leaders in that locker room.
That
but they were around, and of course they came.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. That is the only reason why. And David Andrews is probably rehabbing, so he's probably over at the facilities still with the trainers rehabbing. And
so it's not a big deal to you at all.
No. It's more of a big deal that Drake made it and say anything to the media after the whole thing that we talked about. Like, this here is just generally, especially nowadays, because the offseason, and even talking to Vrabel yesterday, the offseason is so long. Nowadays, guys, generally, they get the hell out of wherever they play, and they go to where they're from or someplace warm, and that is it. The days of guys living in certain places all year round, especially around here, is not happening no more. Because even Vrabel said, like, we can't really get them in shape. You got to get in shape on your own, and then when you get back, you need to be in shape. That's the new NFL.
It's the off season. Mm-hmm. It's not a lengthy period of time, and if you planned a trip to the Grand Caymans,
right,
when are you going to take it?
Right.
I mean, you're not going to the Grand Caymans.
Yeah, you're only off until April. There's no other week you could go.
You're not going to. But he didn't know Curtis in advance. I don't think he knew when.
No.
The Mike Vrabel press conference.
To act like he's busy would be the opposite of his life today.
Oh. No, but
you're upset with it?
Not at all. No. It doesn't bother me in the least. But just to say that he's like, he booked a flight on Sandals, Jamaica, and he has to take it right now is a little bit revisionist.
Yeah, Curtis, I would agree. It's not about the flight. It's knowing a guy or knowing guys like that. He's probably from North Carolina. As soon as the game's over, he's like, I'm getting the hell out of New England. I've been in a place all season long. It might be a place that I love playing there, but it's not the place that I want to be. My family and friends are all there, and 99.9% of guys, as soon as the season's over and they're not in the playoffs, they're getting the hell out of wherever they're from. And
people, can we just support this one bright spot we have?
You know, like, that's not happening,
Courtney.
Stop
trying to tear the one bright spot we have down over and over again. Oh, my God, he didn't talk to reporters after it was announced that Gerard was fired. Shut up.
It's not happening. No, but even like Greg brought up the whole people tripping about the analytics. Like, that's how people are.
Oh, this is why we can't have nice things. As soon as we get something nice,
yes,
we start to complain about
it. Oh, yeah, we look for the bad in it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, right, like the guy we call the traitor.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will definitely discuss the emotions that Micah Parsons has after the departure of his head coach, among other things, coming up at 7 this morning. The news with Courtney at 7:45, and there has been an incident of youth basketball coach on parent rage in right here in New England, in Connecticut, that we will get to during the news. And speaking of basketball, it's a Wednesday, a Celtics Wednesday, and that means that Mego will be here, our Celtics insider, at 9. And we will talk all things Boston Celtics with Mego coming up at 9 on this morning's show. But to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins beat the Lightning 6-2 after the Bees jumped out to an early 2-0 lead and didn't let up. The goals came from everyone in this game. Pasta and Zaka each had a goal and 2 assists, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal, having 43 saves in the win. After the game, Joe Sacco talked about how the guys played in front of Swayman and his performance.
I thought we played well in front of him for the first 13 minutes or so of the first period. And then, you know, we're up at that point. I don't know what the score is, but we've extended the lead, and, you know, they're starting to push. And it's important for us to realize that when the game starts to, you know, if the other team's creating momentum, we want to make sure that we try to grab it back as quick as we can. So it's a lesson for us, too, like that when we get into these type of situations, teams are going to push hard, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we're getting our game back to where it needs to be.
fees are off now till Saturday, while the Celtics are in Toronto to take on the Raptors tonight. Tip is at 7:30. And we talked about Mike Tomlin yesterday and whether or not he will be out in Pittsburgh after the Steelers lost last weekend to the Ravens. When asked for his message to any teams that may be interested in possibly trading for him, he said, quote, "I have no message. Save your time."
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So he loves it there.
Loves. Yeah.
At the intersection of the Three Rivers.
Right.
In beautiful Pittsburgh.
Right. Lairdtown.
Is it called the City of Bridges?
Steel City, I believe, no, right?
Well, it's Steel City, but I think it's also the City of Bridges.
Oh, is it?
I don't.
No, I think so.
I really
got to look it up, but I think
I
so.
I mean, I'm only 58. I've never, ever heard once in my life anybody ever refer to.
I would like to celebrate Courtney Cox to Tordek.
Nailed
Tori.
It. Really?
Why Pittsburgh is known as the City of Bridges.
Really? Right.
They have 400 bridges.
Wow. That's a lot of bridges.
Thank you. Jeez, I know you're 58, but.
I stand corrected. I am fully corrected on that one.
What you say, Courtney? Just because you're old don't mean you got a lot of knowledge?
Well, I think Greg is very knowledgeable. But,
well, that's okay. What you said.
All right.
The divisional round is set for this weekend on Saturday at 4:30. Texas will take on the Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Commanders will take on the Lions at 8 in Detroit. On Sunday, it's Rams at Eagles at 3 and Ravens at Bills at 6:30. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Bonus city trivia. What city is the City of Angels?
Oh, damn.
That's easy.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
Fitchburg.
Fitchburg is a part of the legendary Twin Cities.
Right.
Oh. Here in Massachusetts. Curtis, you know what the other one is?
Gardner.
No.
Leominster.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Holy cow, right on the butt. Yes.
So is
Gardner, you idiot.
It's the home of furniture.
No, it's
tables,
yes,
couches,
but
something.
Yes, but it's called the Chair City.
Chair City.
Because they have a giant chair there.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm gonna go take the rest of the week off with Drake May.
Wow. Fortnite City also has a giant chair.
You know who, when sitting in the giant chair, you know who has an issue because certain things look even smaller?
Oh, God.
All right, wait a minute. Sorry.
Oh, so you're going to come at me now because I proved you wrong on City of Bridges.
That
I
is
see
it.
How it is. It's going to go on all
sorry,
morning
sorry,
long.
Well, sorry.
We don't need to make this segment any longer. It feels like 10 afternoon high.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
29.
Thank you, Shine. Had a hankering for that because of my lead, which we will get to momentarily. And unfortunately, when it comes to, no disrespect, but when it comes to Gen Z, they may have to rely on candlelight. They may have to put a candle in the window, as the lyric reads, if the information in my lead is accurate going forward. We will get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And Mego will be in here at 9, and we will talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday. So all of that coming up on the show today. This happens to be DJ from Hyannis. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's happening, gang?
What's up?
That was a great great interview with Mike Vrabel.
I loved it. I thought there's a lot of promise. He says the right things. We'll see what happens on the football field. That will be the test. But I first go at it. The guy, he's got it. He's an alpha. He sits there and spits knowledge, and he knows football. There was more. I felt like I got more football from. And no disrespect again. I'm on the no disrespect train when I'm about to
disrespect somebody. No disrespect when I'm about to disrespect you.
I got more football out of that interview yesterday than I did perhaps all season long last year during our Monday interviews. But
I chime in, please?
Yes, go ahead. Please chime in.
I've never heard Elliot spoken more than the movie E.T.
Well,
that's all you heard was Elliot.
Yeah,
I like Elliot. Good E.T. reference.
He's
timely.
He is either clearly trying very hard to work with Elliot Wolff, or he has been told to tell everybody that he is working with Elliot Wolff. I don't know if it's anybody's lead or not. But I thought it was really interesting what Schefter said yesterday with Pat McAfee about the arrangement over here in the organization. That is anybody doing that as a lead, or were you going to play that during They Said It?
I have it for They Said It, if you'd like it.
Okay. We can get to that during They Said It. That was very comforting for me. Because I don't want, when it comes to the fight for power, or the no silos. Like, I want silos. Like, I want Mike Vrabel to have complete control of everything so that it's on him, and so that he can spend the money that he wants to spend. Mm-hmm. He can get the players that he wants to get. I don't care what grading system is now being used to get ready for the draft. I just want the back and forth nonsense of, this guy is—he's over here doing this, and he has equal power to you. It hasn't worked, and it's not going to work. So I just—and
we need to stop the defense in any way of why you don't overspend in free agency or in the NFL in general. They say it's punitive and that it damages you down the line. Bill Belichick famously, 2 summers ago, lectured me about how dumb the Rams and the Bucks were. Well, they've each been to the playoffs and won a playoff game in the last 2 years. And you're sitting at home, smartass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I understand the players may not be great. You may not get the bang for your buck. But it's not punitive down the line, because revenue keeps ballooning and the salary cap is nonsensical.
Right. Yeah. And that's why, to me, the biggest thing is going to be, obviously, what happens with free agency, and like, are they really in on guys? And I mean, we won't really know unless it's a guy like T. Higgins, who's, because remember, Vrabel told us how the kind of tiers to free agency works, right? There's that first tier, excuse me, which is those big payday type of players
that only care about the money.
He said
the only green they care about is the grass.
The
green they care about is not the grass.
Right, but he said the first tier is generally your big ticket, big price free agents, and then you trickle down into the second tier and the third tier, which are guys that are trying to, you know, catch on with somebody. So are they in the first tier when it comes to free agency? Are they, you know, as soon as free agency opens, are they a team that's signing guys left and right because they're willing to spend money on those, you know, those guys that are getting the big contracts?
Hey, I was excited with the way Mike Vrabel spoke about A.J. Brown yesterday on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Like sending a message out there.
Yep.
Like, I love the man. I love his development as a person. I love the fact that he's reading books on the sidelines. I thought that was a little trial balloon that was floated out there in case the message happens to get to AJ. Yeah. Like,
and, how he's matured.
Yeah, maybe you can, maybe perhaps you can somehow shake him loose.
Well, you could possibly shake him loose. And then did you see Jeffrey Simmons was on the defensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans?
Yep.
Really good player.
Awesome.
There was like a tweet about maybe him going to New England or being traded. And like, I think he kind of like liked the tweet or was like, hey, yeah. It was something positive. So
good.
Vrabel has that type of power to maybe potentially get those type of guys.
All right. Well, we spent a good deal of time with Mike Vrabel yesterday. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to it in its entirety on the Odyssey app. And the Odyssey app is the way you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. Just download it. You can also leave a voice note for us there. We call that segment Hill Notes. We didn't do it yesterday because we were at Gillette and we were loaded up. I got some jackass in Twitch who's like, I knew Hill Notes wouldn't work. No, we just didn't do it yesterday. I'm very happy with the progress of Hill Notes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a nice feature that we offer. If you're driving around at noon and you go, geez, I wish I could have called and said such, then you can simply just go right to the app, look for the little microphone, and leave us a message. Your voice can be heard.
Yep.
So we will most likely, I assume, play the best Hill Notes back at about 9:30 on this morning's show. Right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Chime, that's Grand Funk Railroad.
Yes, it is, sir.
Sometime a wonderful. Welcome back. Your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning. It actually kind of works out perfectly because my lead this morning is, as much as Mike Vrabel loves A.J. Brown and as much as we have all liked T. Higgins, I am under the impression, I don't believe the New England Patriots will be signing a big-name free agent receiver in this year's offseason.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause. Okay. I don't like giving Curtis any kindling.
Oh.
But who did Bill Belichick draft instead of A.J. Brown?
Oh.
Curtis?
I believe it's Nikhil's Harry.
Yeah. Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Unfortunately.
You can make the argument the single reason it didn't end well here. That pick changed so much.
Could have been A.J. Brown or Deebo Samuel.
Yeah. Or D.K. Metcalf.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, who wants any of those guys? We like people that drop.
Yeah,
anyway,
definitely.
Sorry.
Anyways, my impression that I have gotten with Mike Vrabel so far is I don't feel like that's the tier of free agency you're going to be in. I think you're going to be hunting in the tier of free agency just slightly lower than that, similar to what the Washington Commanders did last year, where they're hunting guys like the Frankie Louvus of the world, even like going out and getting Marshawn Lattimore at the trade deadline. Good players, but not your A-list, I have to break the bank for them type players. And so I think the Wiggy brought up Jeffrey Simmons. I think that's a great name to keep an eye on. A guy that played for Vrabel, really likes Vrabel, is a really talented player, but isn't going to cost you an arm and a leg. And that's the tier of free agency I think they're going to attack so that they can get a quantity of players instead of real quality of one player simply because they need to fill out this roster with actual talent. And so I think they need to maximize the amount of money they have to spend by getting as many good players in as they can.
Shine, thank you.
But won't we rip the hell out of them for doing that? If you're telling me, you're saying, all right, T. Higgins is going to be the best guy out there, but you're not going, so then are you going after guys like DeAndre Hopkins? Are you going after like older? They used to be really, really good players. Now, like an Amari Cooper. Like,
well,
where
think,
are you going with
well,
this team?
I think you're talking about wide receivers. Mm-hmm. I think his priority, and I think it because he said it yesterday with us almost from the start, his priority is going to be the line. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has talked not only with us, but four or five times now about how important the offensive line is. And so I think that's going to be his priority. I got no issue with you
going to get guys at the offensive line, but you need playmakers.
Like, in terms of receivers, Wiggy, I wouldn't be surprised if they targeted guys like Hollywood Brown, Keenan Allen, Josh Palmer, like that level. Whereas T. Higgins, I just don't think that they're going to be in on T. Higgins like we want them to.
Okay, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I just loved Mike Vrabel yesterday. I don't know if he'll be good, bad, indifferent, but I was impressed. And I was also impressed by Gerard Mayo, so who knows what I know. However, I loved the quote, and I don't know if it's his or Michael Scott's, about bad players wanting to be there for free lunch, good players wanting to be coached, and great players wanting to be told the truth. And that just perfectly encapsulates, to me, what will or won't succeed in the NFL today, where you have a guy whose job it is to work with whoever the GM happens to be to bring in the right kind of player. And the brilliance of Bill Belichick when he began things in 01 with guys like Wiggy and Mike Vrabel, people that were bit to not big players on other teams, having a specific role in mind. As Vrabel told us, it wasn't blocking, it was catching. The option route for Wiggy, which set up the first Super Bowl with the field goal. And with Vrabel, it was a guy that didn't play on a 4-3 defense in Pittsburgh, but played on a 3-4 defense with the Patriots on the other side of Willie McGinnis. And so I just, as someone who was 18 in that era, hearing Vrabel as the head of this organization gives me, and I think many people like me, optimism that maybe wasn't there prior to his hiring.
Could not agree more. And also, I didn't say it to him, but that shot at Wiggy and his blocking was not appreciated by me.
don't bother me. I'll tell you, I was the first person who wasn't a great blocker. But I could get open, and I could catch. That's what I did.
I understand.
Find your niche. Remember, Parcells told me that.
I didn't feel like that was necessary.
That's all right.
I didn't appreciate it. And I hope that going forward, he does not insult your ability on this radio show.
Does not bother me one bit.
All right, Curtis, great lead. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Celtics Wednesday next. 1 week from Friday, the first snow show of 2025. We will be back at Loon Mountain, South Peak at Loon Mountain.
Could be a snowy one, long-term forecast.
Really?
Yep. Mm.
Well, the conditions are awesome because it's been so cold. So they have been making snow like you read about. And so whether you board or ski or just want to hang out with us, we would love to see you Friday the 24th at Loon. And we'll be up there the night before for a pregame. We have been invited to a new place that is just opening, I think, this week.
Oh.
The Bluebird Martini Bar.
All right.
If you would like. So we could mix up the pregame. It's right there in the South Peak area. So we don't have to drive a long way. And so I will endeavor to get you the information on the pregame. But we would love to see you. And as we did last year, the extraordinary Ashley at the Greg Hill Foundation is putting together some ski and stay packages. And so you can go up with us the night before, and then you get a couple lift tickets, and you can board and or ski all Friday long at Loon with us for the snow show. But we have leads left this morning, including one from Courtney. Hello.
Hello, good morning. It is a Celtics Wednesday, and it's been pretty quiet when it comes to the sale of the Celtics until yesterday, when the Globe obtained a letter that Wick Grosbeck had sent out to the rest of the Boston basketball partners and stakeholders that the Celtics ownership group will receive the first round of bids from prospective buyers a week from Thursday on the 23rd. The letter said that the investment banks that are managing the sale have been engaging with potential buyers for several months now, and that they are extremely pleased on how much interest there has been in purchasing the Celtics. They are targeting a first close this spring. So that's the first thing we've heard in quite some time. And I would just like to remind people who owns the Boston Globe. Very interesting.
Okay. You are back.
Very interesting.
You are back to trying to validate your scoop.
My scoop actually was not John Henry. It was Sam Kennedy. Kennedy's name was on the short list that I was given.
Yes.
But what would he possibly have owned?
What?
What would Sam Kennedy possibly own?
No, I'm just saying that Sam Kennedy's was the name that was presented. It wasn't Fenway Sports Group. So if Sam Kennedy is part of another type of group that has interest in buying, I just want it, and I've made it clear since the beginning that it was not John Henry's name that was on it, and it was not right. Fenway Sports Group.
Yeah.
Regardless, I think it's very interesting that John mm-hmm. Henry's newspaper is the only newspaper or media outlet to have this information.
So they threw their name back. They threw their hat back in the ring?
What do you mean?
Like, so John Henry's now...
No, she's just... we have to explain this. Courtney is suggesting that John Henry or Sam Kennedy or whomever mm-hmm. received that letter, and therefore that means that perhaps they are a bidder, I think is what you are... What you are saying.
I believe that the three names that I gave months ago will be in the running to buy the Celtics. That was Jeff Bezos, the Wynn Group, and Sam Kennedy.
Okay. All right. You stand on it.
Yep.
Stand by your scoop. Stand by your scoop.
Stand on business, Courtney.
Yep.
Been a full 2 weeks, Curtis. No scoops at Van Leeuwen.
Oh, God love you.
No pizza, no scoops.
Are you doing that for the whole January?
Yeah.
Damn, it really is a dry January.
Yeah, it's it. I got a mission.
2 weeks in?
At
my age, the weight doesn't come off the way it used to.
No, it doesn't.
It is interesting that Pop-Up Bagels has kind of scooped in the spot
I had one Pop-Up Bagel on Friday. That's it. I resisted the urge to go down there Saturday.
That's fine.
Or Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think Pop-Up Bagels is going to show up tomorrow morning with steaming hot bagels and schmears for all of you, because we talked about them on the show, and I probably won't have any.
Moderation. Keyword.
Keyword actually is probably.
All right. Anyway, your lead this morning, Wiggs.
All right. So this is for everybody that likes something new. We've seen the TGL pop off last night. Don't know if you watch it, but Tiger was playing in it. And it seems like, you know, people are into it.
Do you like it now?
No.
I got you to watch that first.
Yeah,
week.
No, it's not really my cup of tea. What I will watch is what my lead is, and I'll jump in. I'll check it out Friday night. The first game of the unrivaled Women's Basketball League will be kicking off 7 p.m. on TNT. So if you're, you know, a women's basketball fan, or if you want to support the women's basketball players, check it out. I will be looking at that. It seems pretty interesting. It's a 3-on-3 style, but it's not like the big three, which is Ice Cube's big 3-on-3, where it's half court. It's a condensed full court 3-on-3 style of game. And, it, you know, you got some really, really good WNBA players that are in there. So you're going to have good talent. It seems like TNT is, you know, put some money into it. It's going to be streamed on Max, if you have that, the Max channel, which is just basically
HBO Max.
Yeah, HBO Max. So it looks like it could be something that if you're a basketball fan and you like, you know, women's basketball, and you want to see maybe just some good basketball, see something that's interesting, it's going to be something that you could check out Friday. Games are only an hour, so it'll be cool. There'll be two games, a 7 o'clock and an 8 o'clock. And the other thing that I like that's pretty cool is at the end of the year, they're going to have like a one-on-one style to determine, because we all love this, who the best women's basketball player is in the world, because they'll play like a one-on-one type of tournament. So check it out.
Starts Friday?
Starts Friday night, 7 p.m., TNT.
I believe you told me that your interest was piqued in this when you saw that video of Angel Reese twerking.
Yeah, I mean,
is that what got you in?
I mean, she's an attractive young lady.
Yep.
Uh-huh. She, you know, her twerking skills is okay.
Who's the WNBA star who is making a fortune on OnlyFans?
Rebecca Lobo.
No, Liz Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yes, she's like 6'8".
Made more in a week than she made
6'8"
in her WNBA
she
career.
She is long.
Can I ask a quick question? And I'm not nitpicking, but this is just really bothering me. If John Henry has nothing to do with it, why would it be in the Globe?
Well, I think that's Courtney's point.
No, wait. If John Henry had nothing to do with it, he's the one that owns the Globe. Sam Kennedy has nothing to do with the Globe.
But Curtis, I'm just saying that because I don't want anybody to twist my words. I don't want anybody to say, well, Courtney said that John Henry was going to buy the Celtics. That was not what my scoop told me. So I'm saying that it is interesting that he may be involved in some capacity, but his name was not on that short list. That's all I was saying.
Right. But if it's Sam Kennedy, he has nothing to do with the Boston Globe.
I know, but I don't think that it's Sam Kennedy on his own. You've made that clear. Sam Kennedy doesn't have the money to buy the Boston Celtics.
You think that he is the front man for a group involving John Henry, but John Henry didn't want it to get
correct.
Out.
Correct.
Okay, then we agree.
That's I don't know how many times.
Yeah,
I
all you're saying is Sam's the face, John's the money guy.
Yes.
Good. Done. Agree.
Well, now we're out of time. I can't get to my lead. I'm going to have to get to my lead next.
Oh, shucks.
I was looking forward to it.
And far be it from me to beat up on Gen Z.
Oh, damn.
But I have a grave concern about the future of this country based on some information from science yesterday about Gen Z.
All right.
And about what they can't do. It is alarming. Mm. And so we will get... I need another light-related rejoin. We will get to one final lead, which is mine. And then we'll get to, I'm guessing we'll get to They Said It at 7:20 this morning on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.